Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by just say your name and your role with the show.
I'm Valerie Curtis Newton, and I am the director of Sojourners.
Yeah, Sojourners, which is going to kick off September 11th through October 6th at Roundhouse Theater in Bethesda. Hey, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
All right, I guess the perfect place to start is just give the basic, elevator pitch premise. What's it about?
This is a play about the Nigerian-American immigration experience. It takes place in 1978, not long after the wars that were the Biafran wars were happening on the African continent in Nigeria. And there was a big sort of wave of immigrants. And this particular group of folks were settling in Houston, Texas. Abasiyama and Upong are a young married couple. They had an arranged marriage. They come to the US, and one of them is in love with the country, and the other one still hungers for home. And so the idea of how they work together to settle that tension in their relationship and what the experiences for each of them are is the heart of what the play is about.
I love it. I love it. And I mean, the theme itself, talk about how that, I mean, immigration, gosh, I guess the night before the show opens at Roundhouse, well, I'm sure the debate, the presidential debate will have, it'll be mentioned somewhat somewhere in there. But yeah, talk about how it's an important issue. And yeah, I mean, I don't know, but I hate when people use phrases like illegals, and it just is dehumanizing, man. I mean, talk about how this is the American dream to be able to come here. But anyway, I'll let you say however, whatever you want to say about why it's a timely topic.
I think it's a timely topic for exactly what you were just saying, that there's a lot of conversation about immigration and about immigrants that doesn't take into account that many folks really, really love where they came from. Sometimes they come here for education, for a move ahead economically. Many of them go back, and they also send money back, and they contribute to our society. So it's not a one-way transaction. Actually, it's a give and take. And it makes America stronger to have new ideas and different perspectives woven into the fabric of our country.
I love it. And talk about sort of where this the show sort of falls in, for the playwright. I know it's like the beginning of an epic 9-parter cycle, right? Kind of like and you can even phrase it sort of, if you've heard of the August Wilson cycle or what, these other famous cycles, this is a chance to see the first. Yeah, I don't know, however you want to say it, but I think that's kind of cool. It's a piece of a larger thing.
Yeah, she's got a 9-play cycle that traces this family's journey in the US. And the play that we're Sojourners actually is the first in the cycle. It's the origin story. All the foundational characters are present in this play. And so we see them arrive here and wrestle with what it is to be an immigrant.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And how do you pronounce the playwright's name? I want to make sure I say it right when I do.
Umfaniso Udofia.
Umfaniso Udofia. Okay.
Yeah.
Great, great, great. And so I'm assuming you said she is from Nigeria, right? Do you know where exactly?
She actually was born in the US, but her parents are from Nigeria.
I gotcha. So where does she hail from? Like what city in the US?
She is actually grew up in Massachusetts. I think the family was in Houston and then ended up in Massachusetts. That's where she's from.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Awesome. Awesome. So, but this is, and what are some of her other, credits, if you will, both on stage. And I know she's done some big, Hollywood stuff too.
Yeah. She works a lot with various networks on television shows. She is, I can look her up.
If you don't have it, it's totally.
Yeah,
fine.
I don't know her bio in that way.
Yeah.
I just
but she
know
did
that
write, I think she was a writer producer on the Apple series Little America.
Yes, and actually, yeah, I think it's episode 3 of Little America actually is the story of a Nigerian immigrant who came to go to college. And there are a lot of themes and ideas in that show that are present in our play.
Oh, cool. So there's a parallel. There you go, folks. So if you liked Little America and that specific episode three, then you might like this one at Roundhouse. So yeah, if you have if on Apple, she did Little America. On Prime, she did A League of Their Own, and then on Showtime, she did the Let the Right One In, the adaptation of that great horror movie. So she can do it all. Great. Well, let me see what else. Oh, and Netflix is 13 Reasons Why. There you go. I'm tying it all in. All right. How about what's in the title? Is it an homage to Sojourner Truth or just the phrase Sojourner itself?
No,
What's in the title?
a sojourn is a temporary stay. And many of them came to this country with the idea they would get their degrees and go home. And that's one of the tensions in the play, whether to go home or not to go home, or how to hold on to home if you don't go back. And so sojourn is that you travel someplace to stay for a time and then to move on.
Okay, I gotcha. Awesome. Well, I guess we've really gone a lot in depth into the story and the themes and the creators. But how about as a stage production? Like we talked about the story a lot and the characters, but how about what do we see visually on stage? How are we seeing Nigeria? Are we seeing America? What are we seeing?
We're seeing Houston, three locations in Houston, the couple's apartment, a gas station, convenience store, and the apartment of one of the other characters.
Okay.
So
But it's all
Opa
period to like
plays
the 70s, right?
1978. Yeah. Billy plays Abasiyama. Opa plays Upong. Renia Brown plays Moxie. And Kambi plays Disciple.
Awesome. And just tell us a little bit more about yourself. We went into the playwright, but you're directing this thing. So yeah, where did you grow up? How did you get into theater?
Yeah, I grew up a little bit all over. My dad was in the Air Force, so we traveled a bunch. But my parents retired to Connecticut, where I went to high school. And then I went to college in Massachusetts. And eventually I went to graduate school in Seattle, Washington, and decided to stay. So I live in Seattle, but I freelance all over the country.
Awesome. And tell me about if you'd like, you're the founding artistic director for the Hansberry Project, I assume named after Lorraine Hansberry of Raisin
Absolutely.
in the Sun. But yeah, talk about it. Here's a platform to plug it.
Yes, what we do is our job is to celebrate, support, and promote the work of Black theater artists. And we do that through micro grants and co-productions and presentations to help develop new work and then to encourage companies to produce that work. So we've been doing it now for quite a while, and since 2004. And going into 2005. So yeah, almost 20 years. I mean, 20 years, almost 21.
Great. Well, then you've probably worked clearly at various theaters around the country, but so just sort of in the as we close it out here, bringing it full circle, why of all the places you worked, why has Roundhouse been so fun getting ready to put? I mean, well, you haven't staged it yet; it comes out Wednesday. But yeah, why just rehearsing and getting it ready? Why has it been so great working with them?
Yeah, just before the levees broke in Louisiana, I was working at a place called Seattle Rep Southern Repertory Theater, which is where Ryan Rolette was artistic director,
Oh,
and
okay.
I was with him when the evacuation order came, and we left New Orleans together. I got out on one of the last two planes.
Wow.
And Ryan and his wife drove to Texas and escaped. And so ever since then, we've been talking about how I would work for him again. But we haven't been able to make it happen until now. And so I'm really excited to be here and to see what he's been building here at Roundhouse. And it's a full circle moment in that way.
That's the connection. All right. Yeah, we know Ryan well from through this radio
He's a
thingy.
great
So
guy, and
that's
it's a great
great.
organization. It's a great organization.
That's awesome. Yeah, they always do such great work right there in the heart of Bethesda. Not far. You're right up the street from where our station is. Our station is basically where Bethesda meets Chevy Chase, right in Friendship Heights. So we're right there.
Okay,
So
great.
folks, if you're driving past WTOP, just keep going up Wisconsin Avenue. I think it's hang a right, and you'll be there. That's great. All right, well, final seconds. Pretend I'm not here and you're talking directly to the listeners, invite them out. Hey, DC, come on out to Surgeon or whatever you want to say. You'll have a good time.
Yes, DC, come on out to Sojourners. It's going to be a great evening, very moving and funny and telling. I think you'll learn something, and you'll also be able to support this new work and the beginning of this cycle. So we hope you'll come. You'll enjoy yourself.
Awesome. Yes. Come on out. It's going to be Sojourners, September 11th through October 6th. And oh gosh, I didn't even think September. It's kind of symbolic to put this on September 11th. All right. Well, anyway, I didn't think about that. But yes, that's where it's going to be running. And everyone check it out. Thank you so much for doing this.
No, thank you for having me on.